USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The primary suspect in the recent murders of Muslim men in New Mexico is in custody. Albuquerque police confirming Tuesday that 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed has been arrested and is charged with two of the four homicides. Both occurred within the last couple of weeks. Officers say detectives will continue to work with the DA's office on potential charges for the other two, one of which happened last November. All of the victims were of South Asian descent. Small business confidence is growing for the first time since 2021. The Small Business Optimism Index increased by 0.4 points. That's according to the National Federation of Independent Businesses, but there are still some worries about the economy, including inflation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she didn't know about yesterday's FBI search of former President Trump's Florida home ahead of time. She told MSNBC's Morning Joe that the FBI just doesn't randomly execute search warrants.
To have a visit like that, you need a warrant. To have a warrant, you need justification. And that says that no one is above the law, not even a president or a former president of the United States.
Missouri could become the latest state to fully legalize marijuana. The Republican Secretary of State announced a proposal will appear on the November ballot. Missourians will be asked whether those 21 and older should be allowed to have and use pot. There would be a 6% tax on sales. More heat is on its way to Britain. A level 3 heat health alert has been issued for central and southern England. That'll go through Sunday as highs could reach 95 degrees. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Former President Trump has released a video hinting at another run for the White House in 2024.
We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years, where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than 5 decades.
The release followed the FBI raid of his Florida resort home on Monday night, Trump adding, "We soon will have greatness again." With many cities like Washington and New York getting buses of illegal immigrants dropped off, not only do border cities feel overwhelmed. Republican Senator from Kansas Roger Marshall criticizes the Biden administration for its handling of the border crisis.
In Kansas, my home state sets at the crossroads. We indeed are now a border state like every state is in America. So we're doing minimally to help it. And we have an administration that won't even admit that we have a problem.
Since the beginning of the 2022 fiscal year, there have been over 500,000 known illegal immigrants that have crossed the United States-Mexico border. NFL owners have approved the sale of the Denver Broncos. Walmart heir Rob Walton is leading a group buying the team for over $4.5 billion. The sale dwarfs the previous NFL record of just over $2 billion for the Carolina Panthers in 2018. More news can be found by following us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.